Hi everybody, it's Ian, Bevers 1972, here on VI Talk. Hope that you're all well, wherever you are around the world. The topic I'm introducing on this contribution is all about travel assistance. And I know this has been discussed at different points and different places in Boo Land, so to speak, but I'm just very interested to know of people's experiences from not just in the UK, where I am at the moment, but from around the world. Now, when I talk about travel assistance, at the moment, what's relevant to me is the assistance gained from staff at railway stations. But it could mean assistance in airports, it could mean assistance at bus terminals, bus stations, etc. So, yeah, just let us know what your experiences are. Mine, I commute quite a bit on the train. I travel from a place called Merfield, which is in West Yorkshire, and just going to Leeds, which is the nearest big city to where I live, although the trip is about 15 miles, so by train, the route it takes, it can go be anything up to 40 minutes either way, but that's the extreme. It's usually about half an hour. And I get assistants to help me to come out of the station and then go and get the train, come out the station in the morning and get the train in the evening. Not that I don't know the way out the station, which I do. I know Leeds station very, very well. I do it purely because it is extremely busy, and to get through the crowds, it is a bit of a push to work Evans, although my guide dog, that is, although he could do it, and I'm sure we could do it if put to the push. Anyway, members of the station staff come and meet us and then take us to the train, and it works brilliantly. And most places in the UK, it works generally okay. There is a system in the UK, certainly on the trains, where assistance is, you can book assistance in advance, and people from each station will come and meet you at a particular part of your journey. Today, I just one of those bad experiences. I've come from London, London King's Cross, one of the main stations in London, and it's not the first time I've had bad assistance there, but this was really, really bad, because I got my seats booked on the train, I knew where I was coming, and I advised the person helping me, who just didn't seem to know at all what he was doing. He walked past the carriage we were meant to go on. We'd booked the extra space, obviously, for room for Evans, but no, it just didn't work at all, and it was very, very, very disappointing. Tried to put us in a space that was far too small for me and the dog, where in the end I had to put Evans in the aisle of the carriage, where lots of people can up and down, and me as well, with my feet sticking out, so it really, really caused a lot of problems. At the end of it, the funny thing was, he tried to give me a business card as well, and knowing that I couldn't see, I just found that so funny. But at the same time, it's really, really sad, because, okay, it's great to get help, but there's got to be a certain level of help available to give you confidence. And I'm a fairly confident traveller. Now, if I wasn't a confident traveller, that could push me back a long, long way. Now, I wonder what your experiences are of travel assistance, wherever you're travelling from. As I said, it could be trains, it could be buses, it could be planes. In my previous job, I did a lot of travelling by plane, and assistance, and certainly gaining assistance throughout Europe with staff from different airports, and it was really generally very, very good. And I think it would be wrong of me to sort of say which country was better than another, but certainly not right to do that. But at the same time, and it really did help me to gain more and more confidence in travelling, where to the point now I would describe myself as a confident traveller, and very little would put me off bad assistance. I mean, with bad assistance, what I will do now is I will just make a comment to the train company, sort of train companies running that station, to sort of say, look, this happened, look, it's got to, this is the best way to improve it, and hopefully that things will improve for the next person coming along. So yeah, it'd be interesting to know your experiences of travel assistance and travelling on your own. from wherever it may be to wherever it may be. Okay, I hope you're all well out there, and speak again soon. Take care.